from LPM.
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
From Louisville Public Media.
Support for this podcast comes from KTC Building, seamlessly blending the classic character of older structures with 21st century amenities and technologies. Residential and commercial remodeling projects of any size. Details at KyleThompsonCompany.com. I'm Jonice Franklin.
And I'm Laura Ellis.
And this is Here Today, a podcast about Louisville's changing West.
When we were getting ready to start working on this project, the talk show that originates from our station did an episode about West Louisville. And after that show, we got an email from a listener. It says, "Please stop calling the West End West Louisville. There is another town way downriver from here called West Louisville. Here in the metro, we have the South End and the East End and the West End. Calling the latter by another town's name further acts to make it other." So somebody posted that to our internal messaging board here at Louisville Public Media. We have a place where we put listener comments. And a discussion ensued between several people here on staff about what we call, whether we say the West End or West Louisville. And kind of all different people from all different places chimed in. And I don't know. It was really interesting to us because we were getting ready to do this whole project and we had to kind of decide how we were going to talk about it.
So after that conversation, we decided as a team for this project that we would sort of use West End and West Louisville interchangeably.
Right. Not giving a value judgment to either one as better or worse.
Right. I will say that, like, when we post things to the website, we tend to lean toward West Louisville in a headline. Because, you know, there are people from all over that read our stories. And, you know, certainly people in Louisville will recognize West End way quicker than, you know, someone maybe who lives in, say, like Ohio or somewhere in the Ohio Valley who might read a story.
We continue to think about it and talk about it. And we've interviewed dozens of people for this podcast at this point, and we ask almost all of them what they say.
Oh, do I call it West Louisville or the West End? I call it West Louisville.
I say both. I hear people say both, so.
Western Louisville. I say Western because it's 9 neighborhoods.
You know, I grew up saying West End, but the older I got, the more I realized this is West Louisville.
A few weeks ago, we brought in some of our colleagues who had engaged in this conversation about the West End versus West Louisville. We brought them into the studio to talk about it and to hear more about their thoughts about why they say what they say and how they feel about how others talk about the West End or West Louisville.
So let's start with Ashley Clark Thompson, who is our digital director here at Louisville Public Media.
For me, when I started, it wasn't until, honestly, I started working here that I heard what I call the West End referred to as West Louisville. It just sounded weird to my ear. And I don't know. That was what we referred to, you know, geographically, the western part of the city. I grew up calling the West End. My family's from the West End, and that's what they always refer to it as.
I'm Taja. I am the Events and Special Projects Coordinator.
Taja is not a Louisville native, so she had an outside perspective.
I mean, it's just like part of Louisville culture, like asking what high school you go to. And I think a lot of people think that it's an innocent question, like, oh, what high school you go to? But I think that is definitely set in point so people can already put you in a box of like who they think you are or what or where you fit in. There is no argument about the East End, so why would we not call it the West End, you know, and instead of West Louisville, like it's its own small place or somehow not a part of Louisville. And I think like using that type of language could help help separate us even further from that part of town.
Ja'Cory Arthur is a familiar voice on this podcast.
Here Today is produced and reported by Amina Alahi, Laura Ellis, Jonice Franklin, and Kaylin Jackson.
He's the music education manager at 90.5 WUOL, one of the stations here.
I'm born and raised, still living in the West End. I grew up in Parkland, spent most of my life in Parkland, but I've also lived in Portland, Russell, and areas in between. We've said West End. When I was younger, we would say the West. We say West Side. I've heard West Louisville, so I've heard a number of different phrases used to describe that part of town. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter to the people who live there, saying West Louisville versus the West End. I know there is a West Louisville somewhere in Kentucky. Never been, never planned to go, but I thought it was interesting that they had such an issue with it when nobody over there really seems to care. If you've never left your area, your few blocks, you've never seen anything outside of those four walls, you don't even know what neighborhood you live in. I can't tell you how many kids where that comes up and they're saying, oh, I'm from Beecher. You live in Russell, but they don't know that because they live their whole life in Beecher Terrace and they never see anything except for maybe school and the bus ride. So it depends on your experiences. And of course, you got less money. You're not going nowhere. You're not even traveling across town, let alone the state or the country, you know?
I thought it was interesting after that little roundtable discussion that we had so many different perspectives in the room and everyone seemed to have a different opinion. People from outside of West Louisville seemed strangely more invested in it than Ja'Cory, who was our voice in the room from West Louisville. But not to make him speak for everyone in the West End, we also had spoken earlier in the project to State Representative Attica Scott, and she said something kind of similar.
I tend to, you know, fluctuate back and forth. I primarily say West Louisville because, you know, I'm so ditty like that. But sometimes I'll say the West End because I want to be cool like that. It just depends on how I'm feeling. But at the end of the day, it's the same place, the same people who I love and respect dearly and remain committed to and value in all that I do. So I do believe that language is important and you have to follow the lead of the people who live, work, worship, play, and are raising kids in West Louisville and whatever it is that we decide makes the most sense for us and fits right with our soul and our spirit, respect that.
We came away from this conversation, you know, after hearing so many different perspectives on it and what people say and their reasons for that, but we didn't really know why we say the things that we say or whether or not it's even important. So we went to a linguist.
I'm Jennifer Kramer. I'm an associate professor and chair of the Department of Linguistics at the University of Kentucky.
Jennifer grew up in Louisville. We asked her what might be going on with the terms West End and West Louisville.
So there are a few things at play here. One is sort of a standardization process that really naturally happens, and it's really in the interest of media to find something that is a neutral term when they have to refer to an entity, and the news media is probably the most likely source to refer to the West End or West Louisville on a high regular basis with lots of people listening. And so because they refer to that entity, they needed something they could use that would be considered somehow neutral. And for whatever reasons, West End was perceived as either not neutral enough or perhaps too colloquial is another thing that will happen in the media. They will seek some kind of standard way of talking so that they avoid common parlance or something like that. They're seeking to be neutral and unbiased. And by doing West Louisville, they're choosing something I think might be more neutral for them. So this is just like the phenomenon, and this would be a whole different podcast, of people who say Louisville versus newscasters who almost across the board say Louisville or something like that. So there's a standardization process at play. The other thing I think is going on is a localization effort. So when the people tell you it doesn't matter what you say, or when they say they would be more likely to say they're from this town or this street or this section of town, that refers to sort of more of a localization effort. It's more important to that person that they're from that street than this generic larger area. And that's completely what we expect across the board. If you ask someone where they're from and they happen to be from Kentucky, if they don't think you know anything else about the state, they're just going to say Kentucky. Once they realize you know a little bit, maybe they say they're from Louisville. Then you find out, oh, you're from Louisville too. Then you start talking about, you know, where you went to high school and what street you grew up on. But it requires a certain level of familiarity. And I think for people who are from the region or from the area, if they're talking to each other, they're going to default to the best information that is for them and their identities. When they have to engage with the larger Louisville community, there might be sort of a, we don't care if it's West Louisville or West End. It's not the word I would use either way, right? So that happens too. And it happens more broadly. It happens in all sorts of localities.
Well, it's interesting when you talk about familiarity, because I think there is a phenomenon in Louisville where people from the West End are more familiar with non-West End Louisville than people who are not from the West End are familiar with the West End.
There's an imbalance between sort of the expectations of who goes where. It's embedded in the busing system. It's embedded in the sort of economies, the social structures. Where are the malls? Where are the larger entertainment venues other than downtown? You know, a lot of that's going to be in the East End or maybe the South End. So there's a lot more traveling that happens from West End elsewhere as opposed to the other way around.
I'd also say that, like, this doesn't necessarily have anything to do with language, but I think typically Black folks tend to know more about white mainstream culture.
Than vice versa,
yeah. Like, I know a lot about, like, one, it's mainstream, right? And two, I think you need to know it in order to fit into predominantly white spaces.
Well, I mean, and that's in a sense, it is about language, too, because when we talk about varieties of speech, let's say if we want to say that the West End is primarily African American, and we're talking about language, one of the things we would say is perhaps they are speakers of African American English. And what we know about the history of African American English is that despite coexisting with other non-African American varieties, there are ways in which African American English diverged from other varieties of English in this country, and a lot of that has to do with contact. Who are you spending your time with? Who are you influenced by? So even if white culture is, as you said, mainstream, for African Americans, that's a thing that they need to know, as you said, whereas because of the less contact between those two groups, you actually wouldn't expect either group to necessarily know about the other except for this potential mainstream effect. There's just not as much social contact. And Louisville has this long history of these kinds of racial divisions that make that seem likely.
One part of this whole conversation that I found really interesting is that you, being a Louisville native as well, you seem to have a different perspective being from Louisville and being white and talking about the West End.
I would say that's true because I grew up hearing white people refer to the West End as the West End. Like, I grew up saying West End, South End, East End, just like Ashley said earlier. But I also grew up around white people who, when they said West End, it was not neutral sounding. It sounded almost like a slur or an insult. So you might hear somebody say, well, yeah, if you want to leave your stuff down in the West End. In other words, like, it's not a place you want to be. It's not a safe place. It's dangerous. It's not desirable. Whatever. It definitely had connotations. Even though it's the same two words, the way that it was said sent a clear message about how the speaker felt about it, about that part of town.
Mm.
And so we brought that up a little bit with Jennifer Kramer, too.
I think that the dynamics of race and class in Louisville are interesting for those reasons. So that just because I say South End or I say East End, but I can say West End, and it's, you know, on paper, it's completely analogous. But just, you know, the way I say it or the context within which I say it then can accrue all sorts of negative meanings. In linguistics, one of the things the way we describe this is called semantic derogation. Basically, a word has a regular connotation. It doesn't mean anything positive or negative. It's particularly neutral, but it gains sort of negative meanings over time, over usage, to the point that we shift terms. And an example we often give for this one is a word like retarded. The word had been a sort of neutral word used to refer to people with mental and physical disabilities, but it slowly but surely began to be used in more negative ways for people who did not have those particular issues. And when that happened, there was the shift to the word handicapped. And there's been other ways in which that term has been used and modified and changed. I'm sure there are other more correct terms to use that still have that neutral feel to them. But it's something that happens especially to groups that are already being disparaged, already sort of on the periphery of this mainstream, as you said, this notion that there are groups that are already being excluded in certain ways, but if we use a certain term enough with enough negative connotations, it will gain that baggage, and groups will need to find a more neutral term to refer to that group without drawing up all of that negative meaning.
Something else that came up several different times over the course of our reporting this and having these internal conversations is the neighborhood of Portland. Because Portland geographically is west of 9th. However, Portland, unlike the neighborhoods around it, is majority white people. So Portland feels a little different in this conversation.
It does keep coming up.
You're not from Louisville.
No.
You've lived here for a few years now. And so you had an outside perspective coming to town, and the first place that you lived was Portland.
Right. So when I first came here a few years ago, I lived for a little while, for some months, in Portland with my former in-laws. And I made my first and only trip to the Portland Art and Heritage Fair, which is like any other little neighborhood fair you'd go to. There's a lot of food. There are booths where you can buy merchandise. And one of the booths we came upon as we walked through the fair was selling t-shirts, and they'd all, I think I only remember one shirt for sale, just different colors, and it read on the front in big letters, "Portland is not the West End." And I didn't know what that meant.
I mean, I didn't have the context.
Yeah, I had no clue.
Did you know anything about like what the West End was or what that meant?
No. And my ex-wife is from Portland, born and raised. And, you know, she talked a lot about her neighborhood. And I had spent some time there before I lived there briefly, but not enough time, like, socially, you know. I didn't really know a lot of people or anything about it. I didn't know anything about the West End. And I was so confused by those shirts. I was so confused by that slogan, I guess, "Portland is not the West End." And I kept saying it out loud. I remember I kept going, "Portland is not the West End. Portland is not the West End. Like, what does that mean? What does that mean?" And then finally, my wife at the time turns to me and goes, "It's racist." And I went, "Oh." Now, my ex-wife is white. I'm black. I'm also a very light-skinned black woman. And I, you know, this festival was, you know, like Portland, it was predominantly white. And I also recognize that, you know, part of, you know, having the skin color that I have is that some white people don't notice me. I don't register as you know, not white for some white people. So I'm not sure if this woman there, which was a friend of their family, I'm not sure if she knew that I wasn't white or not. But she just, you know, she was like, "Oh, you should get that shirt. You look so cute in that shirt. You should buy that shirt." And I was so, I don't know. I was so speechless when you know, oh, it's racist. And we just kind of, you know, and left the fair soon after that. And then, you know, I haven't been back since, but it was so weird. And we had this long conversation about it afterwards, and I got it. I got it pretty quickly. It's like, oh, the West End means
the
black
part of town.
Yeah. We're not that. We're better than them. We're not that. We don't. Portland isn't the place where there's crime and drugs and this and that. All the maybe the negative things that you hear about the West End. Portland's not that. Portland's not the West End.
Right. We're so not that that we're going to make t-shirts and sell them at the fair.
Right.
Yeah.
I've told that story so many times while we've been making this podcast that I don't know. I didn't realize how much it stuck with me. It's kind of weird.
While we had Jennifer Kramer on the line, we wanted to ask her about another word that we've been using and hearing and writing an awful lot during this podcast.
Gentrification.
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 Gentrification. We're almost always using it sort of euphemistically to talk about changing the composition of the people that are there, right? A neighborhood that's been historically African-American that's all of a sudden now not. It derives from the word gentry, which comes from Old French, which actually means of gentle birth. So, yeah, so gentry really, it really refers to the people, right? So peopleification means something like making it peopled. So in that sense, what they're kind of implying is that there weren't people there before, and we're going to put people there.
We'll be back next week.
And Amina Alahi will be back in this seat next week
to talk about some of the best and worst case scenarios for the future of the West End.
Here Today is produced and reported by Amina Alahi, Laura Ellis, Jonice Franklin, and Kaylin Jackson. Our theme song was composed by Kojin Toshiro. Website and data reporting by Alexandra Kanick. Special thanks to Elizabeth Kerrigan for photos and to Ben and Sarah Carter for workspace. You can support Here Today by clicking the link in our show notes and making a one-time donation. You can learn more about the show and follow news and events in the West End at heretodaypodcast.org. From Louisville Public Media.